I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you think Danny Trevathan...
Do we have to?
Yeah, that's a good question. Do you think Danny Trevathan should be suspended for his hit?
Listen, I'm probably, I guess, maybe one of the few offensive guys that always sides with the defense on this stuff. At fullback, you know, for 10 years, this game is so fast, and I was constantly trying to adjust pad level and hat placement and hand placement to block all the crazy athletic freak of nature linebackers we have in this league. And to ask somebody at full speed to change their trajectory, literally percentage points, we've seen it take place in the open field where guys have a lot of room to hit a moving target. But when you're going in there trying to clean up a play, as we've all been taught since we were 4 years old and we strap on the flags, it's just nearly impossible to do. And I don't think he should be suspended. I don't think people should ever be suspended unless it's so willful of an intent and it's maybe close to the whistle or after the whistle. And there's just this clear line of target where you can hit the body anywhere. So Danny's comments last night, I thought they were humble. I thought they were appropriate. He didn't even seem to be worried about the fine. He was worried about, you know, Devontae. It's football. You know, we got to remove it from the game. I get it. But no, he shouldn't be suspended. Fine him. Hopefully he learns somewhat of the lesson that anybody can learn. And then we move on.
I know Chicago's not a world beater, Heath. But still, to me, amazing what Green Bay was able to do with so many injuries. They're on their, like, 10th running back. I'm surprised you didn't get a phone call to strap it up and get a couple goal line carries last night. I mean, goodness gracious. It really is amazing. They keep on rolling. It speaks to me to how good Aaron Rodgers is.
Well, division games are funny, man. When you have, you know, kind of that head power, that kind of just we look you in the eye and you know good and well you can't beat us, even if both teams were fully healthy. Green Bay has a lot of that mental dominance over, you know, I think most people in that division other than, you know, Zim. And the Vikings defense brings a different task to the table every time. Chicago, listen, they get a big win, and that's what you get from inexperienced, lackluster teams at times is a performance like that.
Heath Evans of NFL Network on Grant and Danny. The Vikings are without Sam Bradford for a third straight week. They've moved on without him admirably. Case Keenum's coming off of a gem. If they're able to knock off Detroit without Bradford, are they a legit contender in the North?
Yeah, because if they get Bradford back, they'll be legit Super Bowl contenders. I mean, Sam's first game was a clinic on how to play NFL ball. Case's first one was what Case is. The second one, he threw up a lot of good balls that gave Diggs and the boys an opportunity to make plays, and that's what they exactly did. Case is a good man, but a very limited quarterback from experience as well as just his ability to run a true NFL offense. And so, yeah, if they're able to pull that off, this defense is going to have to play great. Cooks, you know, my Florida boy is going to have to dominate the game. And listen, Stephon Diggs, the tight ends, the rest of the receiving crew, they're going to have to make big plays because we figure the Lions are going to score some points.
Heath Evans is with us. Catch him every day on NFL Network's The Aftermath at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Heath, I think New England beats Carolina this weekend. One, it's at home. I think Carolina's offense could be stopped by the five guys they pick up at the schoolyard. At this point, New England's offense is the truth. But they're not going anywhere when it comes to winning time here at the end of the season if their defense doesn't get any better. Is there a fix in sight?
Well, listen, I mean, last week's game, there's a lot of little stuff that I know left Bill highly frustrated. I mean, I think Van Noy is a linebacker they like a lot. He's been asked to fill a lot of the void that's left by Dont'a Hightower while he gets that ankle healthy. And, you know, I can get three plays just from one player that, you know, you take a bad angle, you make a poor choice trying to break up a pass or get an interception instead of break up a pass, and that costs you 50 yards. It leads to 7 points. There's a lot of little details that, you know, by the end of the year, I know Bill will get cleaned up because if they're not cleaned up, those players won't be there. That offense, we know what it's capable of. And the way Tom's playing, it's head scratching. So you get Hightower back, a lot of those communication, simplistic issues get taken care of the day he gets back. But there's a lot of mental mistakes going around there, which is very uncanny for a Patriots team.
Heath Evans, 44, on Twitter. You should be following him for quality NFL content. In addition to being a great analyst, he also hangs out with our buddy, the very dreamy Dan Helley, a whole lot.
He's very dreamy.
Tell Hellraiser we said hello.
Oh, Lord.
When you get a chance.
No
He's
way.
The best-looking guy in television.
I hate him.
You love him.
Don't tell him that. He's the nastiest white boy in television, I'll tell you that. That's William McGinnis about his locker room etiquette.
Yeah, people sleep.
Is the smelly kid in class? I had no idea.
No, people don't really know about
Helley. Oh, yeah, he absolutely is.
Yeah.
Dirty, just leaving shoes and clothes everywhere, farting on people. He's just nasty white boy.
He is a lot to deal with. There's no doubt about that for people that don't know. Hey, I want to know, Rams, Cowboys, what kind of chance do you give L.A.? I'm worried that this is the week Zeke goes crazy because the Redskins just ran all over the Rams a couple weeks ago. But could Sean McVay's group get to 3-1 with a surprise win here on the road?
Well, shoot, after last week's NFL, week three, I mean, anything's possible. Last week was amazing to watch, but it left me more confused about who and what teams really are, you know? We see Dallas get manhandled, and then we see Dallas bounce back versus a physical, aggressive Arizona team. I still think if you can find a way to limit the run game, that offense will struggle. Not because Dak isn't going to be a crazy awesome quarterback one day. It's just, listen, it's year two, and there's only so much you can possibly know and experience and do in a year and a half of NFL football. You guys have seen the growth curve with Kirk, and year after year, aspects of his game get better and better because of experience and knowledge. And so the trick is for Wade to take that defense and eliminate a consistent ground game. And it doesn't even have to be as dominant as what Denver did to Dallas 2 weeks removed, but it has to be something that thwarts the system. It has to be something that takes them out of a rhythm, because when they're in their rhythm, their defense gets to rest. When they're in a rhythm, their defense really gets to play a different style of defensive ball, which allows you to take some risk and do some things that Rod Marinelli otherwise wouldn't do if the team isn't in a very complementary rhythm. So that defense, we always expect one form of defense from Wade Phillips, and we expect it to be dominant. Well, you're taking different personnel grouping that was built to play a different style of defense, and Wade is asking them to do very different things, and you see him get it right at times, and then you see him get it dead wrong at times. So I would expect Dallas to take advantage of some of those inconsistencies. Offensively speaking, with golf, I still kind of I'm reserving the right to kind of hold my tongue at this point, because I have to see it consistently, and then I have to see the growth factors, and I probably won't grade golf again until probably mid next season, where I can get an understanding of who and what he is in a real NFL offense.
Heath Evans, love the insight, dude. Always like having you on, man. Appreciate the time.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
See you, buddy.
There's Heath Evans of NFL Network on Grant and Danny. We haven't talked much Nats today. They're getting ready for the Cubs. What is your confidence level? They will advance beyond the division series for the first time. 1:30, we will start to preview all of the NFL games, get through each and every one before the end of the hour right here on The Fan.
Grant and Danny for our pals at Window Nation. You already got the great deal going on. That's the buy two windows every two. Or excuse me, you get two windows free for every two you buy. They've got that happening right now. It's in progress, it's underway, etc. Right? So you buy two, you get two free. Buy four, you get four. Buy eight, you get eight, etc. But now, how about this? No interest till 2019. But Window Nation will also pay you $50 for each of your old windows. Seriously, those old, worthless, busted up windows that been costing you money are actually worth $50 each in trade.
The more of them you replace, the more money you're going to save. And that's on top of Window Nation's best deal. Buy two windows, get two windows free. We're not making this up. 866-90-NATION, 866-90-NATION, or go to windownation.com. You're going to see that it's true. Window Nation's really outdoing themselves, and their timing couldn't be better. Another brutal winter is coming closer and closer. It's inevitable. Call today. Get your windows installed before Thanksgiving. Your home is going to be all buttoned up and cozy for less than half the price. Buy two windows, get two windows free. $50 back for each of your old windows. No interest till 2019.
It is the best deal going. Call them. 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Tell them Grant and Danny sent you. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.